This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Well, the hammer came down yesterday in Cleburne County on 38 different drug offenders after a year-long investigation called Operation New Year's. Warrants were issued for the arrest of 38 people. So far, 21 offenders have been arrested on numerous felony and misdemeanor counts. Cleburne County Sheriff Marty Moss said more arrests are coming. Sheriff Moss's Cleburne County Narcotics Unit and Prosecuting Attorney Don McSpadden's 16th Judicial District Drug Task Force worked together in striking a crippling blow to drug activity in the county. Also assisting in the effort were the Arkansas State Police, 20th Judicial District Drug Task Force, Quitman, Pangburn, and Heber Springs Police Departments, the Faulkner and Izard County Sheriff's Departments, and the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Those arrested so far include 32-year-old Bobby Summers of Pangburn, 25-year-old Braden Lyles of Heber Springs, 27-year-old Bradley Shane Collins of Heber, 48-year-old Carla Jo Ivy of Heber Springs, 26-year-old Christopher Justin Michael Taylor of Heber, 49-year-old Dwayne Acree of Heber Springs, 57-year-old Audley Jack King of Heber Springs, 37-year-old Jerry Higgins of England, 30-year-old Joy Lee Thomas of Heber Springs, 36-year-old Kelly Zimmerly of Concord, 29-year-old Mary Louise Thomas of Heber Springs, 28-year-old Michael Bomarito of Drasco, 21-year-old Michael Sutherland Jr. of Enola, 46-year-old Pamela Davis of Mount Vernon, 30-year-old Raymond Hill of Quitman, 26-year-old Shane Leach of Mount Vernon, 21-year-old Teddy Joe Ballard of Quitman, 21-year-old Timothy Stewart of Heber Springs, 33-year-old William David Truard of Worcester, 36-year-old William Justin Doss of Heber Springs, and 37-year-old William Whitaker of Quitman, all arrested on drug charges in Cleburne County. Elsewhere in the news, Independence County and the city of Clarksville will argue their cases in front of the state's highest court today. The two governmental entities are at odds over a power agreement. It involves Independence County's hydroelectric plants on the White River at Locks 1, 2, and 3 near Batesville. A lower court judge in Clarksville previously ruled that the city of Clarksville could end its agreement to buy electrical power from Independence County. The city claimed the county never delivered the amount of electricity promised and that it charged rates nearly double what had been agreed upon in a 2005 contract. Independence County is asking the Supreme Court to reverse the lower court's decision. And the interview line was long yesterday in Newport as that city's criminal investigators worked to solve the murder of a popular car dealer. 78-year-old Paul Tinsley was shot in the head at his office at Tinsley's Auto Sales on Arkansas 367 late Tuesday morning. Police Chief at Newport, Michael Scudder, said several people were interviewed yesterday, but no arrests so far. There was some talk yesterday on social media about a vehicle repossession possibly being a motive. Scudder said detectives did interview the owner of a truck Tinsley had repossessed, but the chief said that man was not considered a suspect. The investigation continues today. And a school bus and a vehicle collided in Fulton County yesterday. Salem School District school bus, driven by 70-year-old Daisy Howard of Salem, was attempting to turn left from State Highway 395 at the crest of a hill onto Red Bud Road, about 8 miles north of Salem. And vehicle two was a 2007 Ford Explorer driven by 30-year-old Heidi Laxton of Salem. She was southbound on State Highway 395. The bus was unable to see the Explorer due to the crest of the hill and turned left into the path of the Explorer. The bus struck the Explorer in the left front. The school bus had about 5 children on board at the time of the accident, but no injuries reported from either vehicle. And the first baby of the year delivered on January 2nd at the White River Medical Center in Batesville, born to Tamara Faulkner and Nicholas Crisp of Cherokee Village, was Aaron Russell Thomas Crisp. Weighing in at a healthy 7 pounds 4 ounces, this bundle of joy was a surprise to his parents. Aaron was actually born weeks before his due date. Mother Tamara says he was supposed to come into the world around January 20th, but she said, we're going to keep him.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.